Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Israel's high court has ruled the country can no longer put off drafting ultra-Orthodox Jewish citizens into its military. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, the decision won't take effect for several months.
Israel's blanket exemption for religious scholars was deemed unconstitutional in 2018, but the fast-growing ultra-Orthodox community, which opposes military service, also wields key political power. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has struggled to come up with a military draft plan that does not threaten his governing coalition. And he faces heated opposition whatever he proposes. The war in Gaza has meant massive mobilization and troop shortages, galvanizing pressure to end the ultra-Orthodox waiver. The court decision puts off enforcement until August, giving Netanyahu more time. But it says starting next week, Israel must freeze public funding for religious students now eligible for the draft. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Syria is accusing Israel of striking the northern Syrian province of Aleppo, killing several people. The Israeli military has not commented. An opposition group not based in Syria claims the strikes hit sites used by Hezbollah militants. Hezbollah has been firing rockets into northern Israel. Russia has carried out another massive nighttime attack on Ukraine using missiles and drones. NPR's Hannah Palomarenko reports from Kyiv. Ukraine's energy minister says Russia targeted power generation facilities.
Ukraine's national energy company, Ukrenergo, reported serious damage to thermal and hydroelectric power plants in the central and western regions. DTEK, the largest energy company, said that one worker was wounded and noted that since the beginning of the full-scale invasion, the company's thermal power plants have been shelled 160 times. The Ukrainian energy system is still recovering from the recent Russian attacks. A week ago, Russia carried out its largest attack on Ukraine's energy infrastructure, striking the Dnipro hydroelectric power plant and other energy facilities across Ukraine, leaving thousands of residents without electricity. Hanna Polomarenko, NPR News, Kyiv.
Enormous cranes have arrived near the port of Baltimore. They will help cut apart sections of the Maryland Bridge that collapsed this week. Huge chunks of metal fill the river. The bridge broke when a fully loaded cargo ship crashed into one of its supports. Lieutenant General Scott Spellman of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says one part of the collapsed bridge has to be lifted away from the ship.
There's a large piece of truss bridge draped over the front of that vessel. We've got to get that off. We know that's our first step. That piece of steel weighs somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 tons.
Officials hope that they can find the bodies of four missing people. They are believed to be trapped in the debris in the river. You're listening to NPR News. Louis Gossett Jr. has died. He was the first black actor to win an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in 1983. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, Gossett died this morning in Los Angeles at the age of 87. The cause of death was not given by his family.
Louis Gossett Jr. won that Oscar for the movie An Officer and a Gentleman. He played an officer, a gunnery sergeant, opposite Richard Gere.
I want your D.O.R.
No, sir.
I want your D.O.R.
I ain't gonna quit.
Spell it.
D.
Gossett started on stage in his hometown, New York City. He won an Emmy for his role in the landmark TV series Roots in 1977.
Kunta, there ain't no way to beat the law.
Gossett was a versatile actor with more than 200 credits. Recently, they included roles in the series Watchmen and the latest version of The Color Purple. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Today marks 1 year since Russia arrested Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. He has been accused of spying, a charge he and the U.S. State Department reject. His mother, Ella Milman, told ABC News she has been able to communicate with Evan. She is working to encourage him that they will win his release from Russian imprisonment.
We exchanged those notes that we are moving forward and we want you to keep going. And he says that he's fighting. He's fighting.
Russia is also holding another wrongly detained American on spying charges. Paul Whelan has been imprisoned in Russia for more than 5 years. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.